September 12th, 2023, regular town board meeting.
$14,000 in account DB 5110.493, which is road materials, and currently has $72.88 available. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then coupled with that is a request by the highway superintendent to expend $9,000 with Peckham Road Corporation. They have a Sarasota County contract coming through PWCSGS-50R. And the highway superintendent would like authority to expend $9,000 under that contract. And the purchase would be made from account DB 5110.493.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I would just add, this is to cover the unplanned work that we are currently doing on Birch Road, off of Fort Hood Road. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Do you have any announcements?
No, sir.
Agenda item for the assessor. We received a request from Timothy Long, who is requesting that the board reappoint him to the Board of Assessment Review for another 5-year term, which would begin October 1st, 2023, and end September 30th of 2028. He's been a bar member since 1990. Bar stands for Board of Assessment and Review. He served as chairman of the bar since 1999. He has owned his own local real estate appraisal firm for the past 34 years. And the assessor requests that the board act to reappoint him to the bar.
Make a motion to reappoint Timothy Long to the Board of Assessment Review for a 5-year term beginning October 1st of 2023.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Agenda item 5. Got a couple items under Water and Sewer Department from the Water Superintendent. We have received a request from a representative of one of our largest apartment developers in relation to the minimum charge. Their interpretation of our fee schedule is that they should be treated the same as far as the minimum charge goes for a single family home based on our existing rate schedule. And to clarify that, it's their belief that an apartment complex with 40 homes should pay the same minimum as a single family. That was never the intent of the board. So the water superintendent is recommending that we add to the fee schedule the words EDU after the first meter use charge, which says $2.60 per 1,000 gallons, and we would like to clarify per EDU. So with his recommendation, require board resolution to adopt the fee schedule as provided by the water superintendent.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then along those lines, we do not have a similar fee schedule for the sewer rate. And it's his recommendation that we offer that, or we adopt that fee schedule. Everything that's contained with the proposed fee schedule is already in our code. We've been following it. And these have been in place since 2012, but there's never a separate sewer rate fee schedule put together similar to the water rate schedule that we just updated. So he has that Nothing's changed in our fees. And he's looking for the board to adopt that tonight.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And just want to update the board before we move off the water and sewer department that we have now replaced over 110 defective meters, water meters. And I have to commend our water superintendent for taking on this monumental task. He was able to work out with the manufacturer a program where the town would receive replacement for all the bad meters that we had delivered to us and installed over the past 4 years. Took a lot of work on his end, and I just want to recognize him for making that come to fruition. And we still have about another 500 meters to go, but he's done 110 recently, and he's done a great job, so appreciate his help on that. Agenda item 5 is the employee handbook. I've mentioned this on several occasions that we'd be moving forward with it. So I have it on the agenda this evening. I'm surmising that all board members have had an opportunity to take a look at it because I've repeatedly asked for any comments, feedback on it. I did not receive any. So the next step is that the board has to recommend that public sector HR consultants move forward with a final draft that will be compiled, brought back to the board for action. So the employee handbook has not been updated since 1996, and there's a lot of areas that were actually, if we were to follow them, we're out of compliance with today's requirements for employers. So this would bring us up to compliance, and I'm just looking for the board to recommend that we move forward. Probably should move with a resolution to authorize public sector HR consultants to complete the final draft.
Discussion before?
Yep.
So there are some recommendations from Jeffrey. Should we make any assumption that those recommendations are going to be part of the final update? Is that what you're...
Yeah, so if the board's okay with, and I can go through each of his recommendations, see if the board...
So some of them are questions. So as long as we make a decision on these sections, you know, that are listed here, and that's the direction we're going to give, then I think we should walk through those sections.
Okay.
I can do it.
You want to do it? Okay, I know you spent time working on it, so go on.
Section 104, the definition of full-time employees, town hall and full-time employees, highway, rec, and water department, main peer review. Traditionally, all departments that operate outside town hall are required to work 40 hours versus 35. So we need to make a decision whether we're going to leave it as they have it written or we're going to stay with the policy we have in place. And it would be my recommendation that we stay with our current policy in place.
Right.
I was just saying, if we're looking for discussion on that, I would state what we currently have in place. It would be my recommendation.
Section 309, the last sentence under final paycheck, mentions that vacation benefits will be included in the final paycheck to resign employee. That is not in line with our current policies, of which state vacation leave is not paid in a lump sum. My recommendation would be that we stay with our current policy.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in favor of that as well.
Section 406, the education and training section, does not mention that employees who leave employment by town within 1 year must reimburse town for any training. That is a policy that we had wanted to put in place. Our recommendation would be that we would leave it as it is or have it stated that they would reimburse for any training.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's something that we have adopted for a number of years now at our organization meetings, so I agree.
Thank you. And this would just be in regards to like state certifications, not in-house training, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Paid training.
Paid. We're a town paid for outside training.
Okay. Yeah. Certification, state requirements, etc. Okay.
Section 602, public sector HR consultants include a potential section on compensatory time. The town does not formally recognize that as a benefit. My recommendation is that we would leave it as it is and not make it a policy.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Alan's words.
Section 803 of the draft includes alternative to the town adopted harassment policy. I think we should, my recommendation is we stay with our existing harassment policy that's already been through legal review. There's no reason to change it. It's just different wording that accomplishes the same requirement that we have to comply with. So my recommendation is we stay with our town adopted harassment policy.
Agreed.
So back to your request for a motion.
Yeah, so if everybody's in agreement, the motion would be to refer the recommended changes to Public Sector HR Consultants LLC so that they may compile the final draft for approval.
So
second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Councilman McDaff. I know you've really jumped into Jeffrey with us in the supervisor's office, so I appreciate you running with that.
Thank you. Jeffrey was a good help.
All right. Agenda item 7 is supervisor items. Just a few to articulate. The first one is our rec director. Currently, we have two employees who are both in the BOCES program that work for the town in, at the park, and they are interested in doing their internship through the park. I don't have a lot of details on it yet. I asked Jeremy to get us additional details of what they're going to be looking for on the town's end, but I wanted to bring it to your attention, so I expect this to be coming back up when we get that information. Next item is I have the mortgage tax receipts for Town of Moreau for the month of August, and that figure is $34,361.50. It's approximately a 52% decrease from 2022.
We need that housing market to change.
I know. Pleased to report that work on the Moreau Big Bend Trail is underway. The developer, Wolf, has mobilized his equipment down there. He's provided a schedule, which if we're able, weather permitting, to adhere to, it has the trail being completed by December 1st. We're on a very aggressive schedule. We're hopeful that that can take place. If not, he does have the flexibility to, by contract, to work out into the new year. But he's going great guns down there. He's got the construction fence up. He's got signage up. He's been doing grubbing, and they're going to start removing trees that were taken down. I've asked Jeremy to come up with a location out of our park for logs to be stored because, as you recall, OC's has a portable sawmill and they teach the students some of those skills as well. There's a lot of those trees are pretty good timber.
Yeah.
So we'll be moving forward with that. Just want to make the announcement that Saratoga County Animal Shelter Supporters is having a picnic to give thanks to all those that volunteered at the Saratoga County Animal Shelter. It will be held Thursday, September 21st at 6 p.m. at the Saratoga National Golf Course on Union Avenue. I do have the information posted on our website. And anyone who is interested in joining the organization, I would strongly encourage it because they do a great job working with the animal shelter and helping to defray costs that the county incurs and we as taxpayers pay for. So it's a great cause. And that's all I have for supervisor items. I do not need an executive session. Council, do we need an executive session?
Nothing I have.
All right.
Sorry, supervisor.
Great. So that takes us to other business. Any other business?
Do we have any date check from the health insurance provider on the mail at the end, and then we'll start sorting out what it is?
So I had a conversation with our special counsel, labor counsel. He's reaching out to representatives of the union because those changes have to be agreed upon. And I have not heard back. I had that call, I think, Monday this week. Soon as I hear back from them, we'll have to have a board discussion on where we go from there.
And then just out of their business, just for one rec item, so there's the boards up to date. Our soccer program kicked off over the weekend, very successful. One of our fields, which would be field one on the maps that have been provided before, has a serious, I'd say like a sinkhole or divot that's coming in place. We actually pulled that field out. I'm trying to put together some numbers, working with Jeremy, and especially with BOCES about when soccer's done here, scraping that off, bringing our own sand that's there over there, and kind of regrading that field area, just to put it on everybody's radar, and if anybody approaches it from soccer, because some people were kind of asking what we were going to be doing to correct that. So I'm hoping by our next board meeting I have some more definite. If it's something that we can't do, I'll reach out to our highway superintendent and see what equipment we may have available.
Nice.
You always come through, Chris. And you come to all our meetings, so I'll put that out too. Thank you. We really appreciate you having here.
All right. Any other business? If not, we'll go to agenda item 10, which is further to the floor. Any member of the public that wishes to be heard, please state your name for the record, and you will have 3 minutes to address the board. And please keep your comments germane to town. You'll be set.
Yes, ma'am. So obviously we've met before. I was here last month, I believe. My name is Elizabeth Ketzel. I live about 5 Birch Drive. I did not get to meet all of you the last time I was here. I was very passionate about what I had to say, though, about my community and where I lived. I have called the supervisor's office 5 times in the last, I would say, 3 weeks approximately. I also tried calling Mr. Abrams. When I call, I have asked if it's him. He says, maybe, because he doesn't want to speak to me. I've asked him while he's at the end of my road, which is Birch Drive. I've asked him what the work looks like. He told me that he doesn't have a plan. Then he told me that there was 3 different plans and that they would not let us know. We obviously live in that community. What we asked was for Speakman to be corrected. Speakman, we haven't heard anything of besides now that it is a one-way road. We haven't heard anything further. I've asked Mr. Abrams when I've seen him in my community. Still has not given me an answer, saying that it was going to be addressed once the engineer came. He also told me that it was going to be a lot more expensive than the initial amount, which was 10 years ago, which we also have already spoke about the last time I was here. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that the gentlemen working down there have come to me and said that it's my fault that they're down there working. I tried calling Mr. Abrams about it. I've tried directing my questions directly to him while he's in my neighborhood, and he also won't speak to me then, saying that this is a lot of bureaucracy, was his exact wording, that it is bureaucracy. So I just wanted to come here tonight because I've tried calling numerous times, like I stated. Also, I called this evening and told them that this was not on the calendar because there was no calendar posted for September. I don't know if that was intentional or not. She told me it would be fixed by this evening. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, that the way in which they are treating the people in our community, I don't think is correct. They also came down the road today to tell my neighbor, who was mowing his lawn, that he couldn't be mowing his lawn and putting the grass clippings on the road, which then he was blowing back onto his own grass. I don't know what that has to do with them fixing a different roadway, but again, the unprofessionalism and then telling me that it's my fault, the reason that the road is the way it is, the reason that they're directing traffic and putting everybody through the one-way road on Tuesday of last week, I believe it was. I don't know why they're pointing at me and saying that the lady down the road is complaining. I'm that lady. I was upset. I take ownership of that. I didn't ask for the construction you guys have currently going on. I asked for Speakman to be fixed. That was all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much. And I did receive a call, my office, one call. And I also know that we received a call at 4:35 in the clerk's office tonight. So that's two calls. The first call to my office was that you expressed your unhappiness with the work that was going on. You didn't ask for a call back, otherwise you would have gotten them. So it wasn't five calls to my office. I want to be clear on that. And if you recall, the town board took action based on a room full of the public that had a number of concerns. They included reopening Speakman. We actually said on the record at that meeting that if we're able to do it, the engineers agreed, we would at least at a minimum get a one-way through there, which we did shortly after that. And the other issue was the safety issue in and speeding in the development. I reached out to the sheriff the next day. He agreed to have additional patrols in that area. We had our engineers take a look at how we could best address the safety issue that was brought up at that meeting. And it was his recommendation that the intersection for Birch Road in Port Everett be reconstructed in a manner that has a 90-degree entrance from the development out onto Port Everett Road. And so that's what the highway superintendent and his employees have been doing. To make that work, it also required work on Port Everett Road to remove trees. So I reached out to Saratoga County DPW commissioner, and he, the next week, I think it was a holiday, maybe not. Anyway, shortly after that, 2 days later, they had a crew down there and spent several days making sure that the site, the line of sight, would be appropriate and legal for the new redesign down there. And I have to commend the county for doing an excellent job in responding to our request.
I understand that you guys want to all the great work.
Well, I'm not too,
and
I'm
we,
not saying
we
that.
Do appreciate that you guys want to make it safer, that entryway. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that the way in which they act and the manner in which they go to business is not kind to the people that are living in the community. That's what I'm saying. That's what I called your office about, and I did ask for a call back. And I also called again on the 5th, and then I called again on the 12th, which was today. So I have called your office numerous times, and I did get a call back this evening. So I'm not saying that you haven't, that they didn't return my call because they did this evening, but I've left numerous messages there. And if I could go back further in my records, I'm sure I have more than that. Because I also called before you guys started work, the day you guys started work, which was before the 29th, which was the meeting after the meeting that we all were here for, which was August 29th. So, I guess that's all I
have
to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Lori Dennis from Skimmorn Properties. Ironically, regarding the matter that you put on record today with the water and sewer, I had reached out to Mike Looney, who is, according to the website, listed as the water superintendent on July 31st, asking for a call back. Never got one. I called a week later, spoke with Anna. Anna told me that he wasn't in. I said, what are his hours? Is he on vacation? I was just trying to follow up. She said he doesn't have hours. He doesn't even have an office in the building. And I was like flabbergasted. I go, he's the water superintendent. He doesn't have an office. So I said, I would like a call back as soon as possible, please. So I left another message. He called me back on August 28th. I think it was the 27th or 28th. I was on vacation. I responded back when I got back to the office on the 5th via email asking him to respond to my questions and concerns. And regarding my concern was regarding the definition of water meter usage. According to the town law, paragraph 145, section 9, It is the water that flows through the meter. So yes, Skimmelhorn property has 693 apartments. We only have 98 meters. So based on that particular meter usage charge, it's a minimum charge. We're not saying we're not going to pay for the water used in every single apartment. It's we're getting slammed with a $7.80 per apartment per month, not per meter. It equates to approximately $4,500. If you take that and multiply it by 12, it's about $55,000. And it's not like we're not paying for the water. We're paying for the water that we're using. And it's not like we're not paying for the sewer. We're paying for the sewer that we're using. But what we are being charged for is above and beyond. You're going to charge us for a minimum on an apartment. There's only one meter. There's one meter for 8 apartments. There's one meter for 12 apartments. So to say that it's fair and equitable for all, it is uncertainly not fair and equitable for all. The bottom line is the definition in the town laws that are adopted, I believe in March of 2022, specifically spell out the bill based on metered use as shown in the town water billing rate. And it says, sorry, these are my long distance glasses. Total metered consumption in gallons and multiplied by the $1,000 or whatever. I'm not disputing the capital charge. We've never disputed the capital charge. Not once, ever, never, never. But everybody seems to think that that's what we're disputing. The capital charge is per EDU. It's the usage charge. It's based on the water that flows through the meter for both water and sewer. I'm sure my 3 minutes are up. But the other thing I would like to add is I'm really disappointed at the responses to our FOIL requests. And I have a fourth request for the same request, or Brenda, personal service, thank you. And I would hope that we get a response sooner than later.
So on the issue of the FOIL responses, we are responding within the letter of the law?
Not according to the open government, you're not.
I'm not going to debate it.
Well, I had to call the attorney that I spoke with and call him back and ask him. Because my FOIL request, the FOIL request I asked for, is not what I got. Okay? We can argue semantics.
I'm not an
attorney either, Todd, but I can argue semantics with you. I asked for an actual copy of the bill, and I was provided an Excel spreadsheet with totals on it. And according to my understanding, there's 87 users on Extension 5, and there was only 40 line items on that piece of paper. I don't know why.
And you're entitled to appeal. Did you appeal the decision?
I did. Yeah, I sent the appeal to you.
I know.
You read it. Okay. But then Brenda responded. So then I sent another request and another request, and that's my fourth right there. But, okay? Thank you.
Yep. Any other member of the public wish to be heard? If not, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate your time.
I just say, the